In the US, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are going into the final weekend of campaigning before Election Day next Tuesday. Opinion polls showing Biden with a significant edge nationally, but with a tighter lead in the battleground states that play a decisive role in the final results. So because of that electoral college in the US, the focus will be on those battleground states, such as Florida, where the two are neck and neck. Professor John Stremlau, Honorary Professor of International Relations at Wits University, joining us now. Prof, thank you for your time today. Early voting has topped 80 million already. So how much is left to do this weekend?
Thanks very much for having me. And, you know, there is a lot of noise about the final campaigning, but you put your finger on what is a new reality in elections in the U.S., which is this heavy, heavy early voting, either by mail or in person, in part because there's the COVID crisis raging. And what we're all worried about is whether or not the heavily weighted Democrat voting in early voting, because they do take the COVID crisis more seriously than Donald Trump or his Republican base, will lead to a lot of more Republicans voting on Election Day next Tuesday, and then Trump trying to declare a victory. But I think you should not lose sight of the fact that the polling, unless people are lying, really does favor by a heavy margin Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
But Prof, can we trust the polls? Because the last elections, we know the polls misled us.
I was wrong at the last election because I followed those polls. So you're raising a sensitive subject with me. But
I think everyone was wrong, though. Everyone got it wrong.
The polling is much better today. People know Donald Trump. You didn't have a COVID crisis, the number one issue that you do here, for which he is not admired widely by the voters, it appears. So that when I see that there is a 12% gap between Biden and Trump in the latest CNN poll, or more importantly, the composite and simulation work that Nate Silver and his colleagues at 538, and your listeners can go to 538.
Prof, I think we've just lost you there. There we go. You're back. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he has the 538, which is the most reliable polling analysis enterprise in the U.S., I believe, by Nate Silver and his colleagues. They have an 89% chance that it will be Biden-Harris and an 11% chance it will be Trump, which means Trump could pull a rabbit out of the hat, who knows, or could try to declare a victory even though the mail-in ballots haven't been counted, but it's unlikely. And I think the gap is just too wide. So then we're in the domain of thinking about how does South Africa relate to a new administration, what happens in the U.S. Senate, and other issues, because the U.S. electoral system is a lot more backward and antiquated than is the South African electoral system.
Indeed, it is, of course, that electoral college that everyone struggles to understand. And that's why those swing states are going to be so important. Professor John Stremlau, Honorary Professor of International Relations at Wits University, thanks for your time today.